Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to PremierStructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Huntsville, Alabama. On this edition of The Mark White Show, we're shining a light on Rocket City Adapted Athletics and its founder, Chase Woods. Chase has been on the show before to share about how his own journey with muscular dystrophy and wheelchair basketball inspired him to create opportunities for others with disabilities to experience the power of sports. Today, Chase is back to talk about the mission of RCAA and the upcoming 3rd annual golf tournament fundraiser on October 13th at Colonial Golf Course in Meridianville. It's a chance for the community to come together, enjoy a day of golf, and make a difference in the lives of these athletes. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Chase Woods.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's good. It's been a few years, so it's good to talk to you again, interact with you again.
It has been, my friend, and I want you now, because it's been so long, to share with our listeners your story, what led to Rocket City Adapted Athletics, this program, watching these youth today. It's an incredible mission, and these kids are learning a lot, and I know that it means a lot to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess just to take it back to our first interview, which, like you said, I was born with muscular dystrophy, so I was diagnosed with that at birth. And so as I was growing up, you know, I walked and I played sports to an extent and played with other kids. But as I got older, like middle school, high school, start slowing down and can't keep up with the other kids. So, you know, it kind of isolated me having a disability, and I was really shy. And then one day I got the opportunity, somebody approached us and said, hey, we're starting a wheelchair basketball team. And I was 15 years old, shy kid, disabled, felt excluded. And then, you know, he approached me and said, do you want to play? And so we agreed. A few months later, we went and tried it out. And the rest was history. I played 3 years. And then that I always knew I wanted to coach when I got done because my strength would go out on me. And so that's where we're at today. And that's why I started Rocket City Adapted Athletics, because I want to give those kids the same opportunity that I was given to have the opportunity to play sport.
Chase, how would you say that your program is different from other sports programs?
Yeah, so I mean, our program, obviously, with wheelchair basketball, you do have to travel. And so we don't really play as close. So like you said, raising funds and stuff like that, we really have to get the community, I think, a lot more involved, because you're not necessarily with an established like organization like MLB or NBA or anything like that. You know, we're in the NWBA, National Wheelchair Basketball Association, but definitely not as big as those things, but definitely want to see it grow. But kind of with us, it's just getting the community involved and kind of bringing awareness to what we're doing.
When people hear the words adapted athletics, they may not fully understand what that means. How do you describe it, and why is it so important, Chase?
Yeah, well, I think for anybody, even an able-bodied kid in any sport, right, you get that sense of team, of learning to work with a team, learning to work with others, getting the opportunity to compete. All those things are the same things that adaptive sports provides, right? So we want to give kids confidence, let them work with a team so that they can, like we said, build up confidence and become athletes. And that's basically what they are, right? I mean, even though it's adapted, you know, it's adapted, so it's still sports. It's just we do it in a little bit different way.
Can you share a story of one of the athletes and how this program has transformed their life and their outlook on life?
Yeah, so I mean, we have six players now, and we've had them come in from all over. So one of our kids, his name is Lawson, when he came in, you know, he's kind of a shyer kid, and he's kind of come out of his shell a little bit. And I remember when he first came in, and a few other ones, they couldn't even pick up the ball at all off the floor, you know, and then they pick up the ball, and then you see them advance to that. Then they're shooting it, and they're passing it, and they're doing things that they never thought possible. So, so a few of them, you know, one in particular, Kira, she has come in, and she couldn't really dribble at first and couldn't pick up the ball, like I said, and then she's just blossomed into this great player and great athlete, and she'll be great in the years to come.
Beyond competition, what do you hope that these young athletes carry with them because of their time in the Rocket City Adapted Athletics program?
Yeah, so I mean, our ultimate goal, you know, is obviously when it comes to off the court, and when we're talking about outside of just competition, we want them to live independently as a person with a disability, right? And let them know that just because you have a disability doesn't mean you can't get a job, doesn't mean you can't have hobbies, doesn't mean you can't have passions, doesn't mean you can't go to college and all those things, right? You can do all those things, and those things are able to be accomplished. So that's what we want them to take away is those life lessons, and just put it in their mind that you can do anything that you want to, that you set your mind to.
And right now, people have an opportunity to support this mission through a golf tournament that's coming up October 13th, right?
Yep. So October 13th, we have our golf tournament. This is actually our third annual golf tournament, so it's good that, and we've seen a lot of growth with it, and we want to continue to see it grow. But everything that comes out of that golf tournament goes towards these kids and goes right back to our organization, and it goes towards our travel, hotels, uniforms, just all that good stuff.
And this will take place at Colonial Golf Course in Meridianville.
Yes, correct.
How did this event get started, and why is it such an important part of sustaining Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
Yeah, so as a nonprofit organization, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, and of course, when you're a nonprofit, you rely, like I mentioned earlier, on the community, right, and on those donations to help us get to where we need to go. And so that's where the golf tournament was birthed out of, that just wanting to do something in the community where they could support, and we could raise funds to fund what we're doing, because wheelchair basketball, it is pretty costly. So
walk us through the day of this event, October 13th. What can players expect with registration, breakfast, the four-man scramble, and the contest like the $10,000 hole-in-one?
That's always a big one right there, $10,000 hole-in-one. But, yeah, they can just expect a great day of golf. Hopefully when you show up, you'll see some smiling faces there from us. We'll be there at the registration table to meet everybody, get everybody checked in, and just to enjoy a good day of golf. And then, of course, at the end, we feed them. We have raffle items, and there's some other contests. I think you can win some Omaha Steaks. So there's some few other things in there, but obviously $10,000 is the is the big one. But, yeah, just a great day of golf and supporting a great cause and a great organization.
And, of course, the fundraiser is more than about money. It's about bringing the community together. Community members show up, play golf, and rally behind these young athletes to support them in their effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I know our first 2 years of our golf tournament, we've had a lot of returning players. And so now this year we're excited because we finally have enough kids to go play. And so they're going to be able to see that their support over these past 2 years and even in coming into this year's the third annual, they'll get to see exactly what we're doing and what we're building and actually what they're supporting and kind of get a better visual as to what we're doing. And we can tell them, you know, we're going and playing our first season. So
there are several levels when it comes to sponsorship of the golf tournament. Let's talk about how those dollars directly fuel your mission.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, everything that we do, so our equipment and a basketball chair could cost anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. So our equipment can get pretty pricey, but that's our main thing, is just the equipment, the travel costs, uniforms, and all that good stuff.
So if a business or individual right now is listening and they want to get involved, what's the best way for them to register a team or to be a sponsor?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, rocketcityadaptedathletics.org, it's right there on the front page. There's two buttons you can press. You can press be a sponsor or register a team, and you click one of those buttons, and it'll give you all of our contact info, and it'll show you exactly who you need to contact and what you need to do.
Right now, folks, we're with Chase Woods, founder of Rocket City Adapted Athletics. We are in Huntsville, Alabama. Just finished up a great practice watching these young people play basketball. Chase has built this program to where it is today. He's also looking for more young people to participate, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Will you stick with me, Chase?
Absolutely.
All right. I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Chase Woods, founder of Rocket City Adapted Athletics, back with me on the show. It's been several years, but glad to have Chase back. We've been talking about the upcoming golf tournament taking place October 13th. We'll talk about that information again in just a few minutes. You can get that information. You can be a sponsor. You can participate. We want you to support this effort. Welcome back to the show, Chase.
Thank you.
So beyond the tournament, with the golf tournament, what other opportunities are there for people to support or to get involved with Rocket City Adapted Athletics year-round?
Yeah, so if we're talking about outside of the golf tournament, there's a few different ways to get involved. I would say number one is our social media. You can go on there and share it, and you share it with whoever. And that's been our biggest thing here recently is just word of mouth, and that's kind of how we've done things since we started, is just getting the word spread about what we're doing and what we're building. And I would just say that you never know who somebody knows. They might know somebody that knows somebody, right, that has a child that could play, or you're somebody, maybe you're interested in volunteering, and you could reach out, and maybe we could work something out that way as well.
And I learned that there are some who are coming from some distance to practice here. So being in Huntsville, being in this area, kids from Athens and Decatur, Fort Payne even, Scottsboro, in those areas can participate and be a part of this.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we have a pretty big area, like you said, at least, you know, down to Scottsboro and right there maybe into Coleman a little bit, and then even, you know, up in lower Tennessee.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have a big area.
When you think about the athletes that you're serving now, what is your biggest hope for them, say 5-10 years down the road? Have one young man, he's about to turn 8 next week. He was telling me it's his birthday.
Yeah.
So 5-10 years from now, he's going to be a teenager. After 10 years, what do you hope for these kids?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as basketball players, we're going to keep developing. And of course, we're going to play our first season. So they've never played a game before. But what I'm most looking forward to is seeing them get out there. And then, obviously, years down the line, like you're saying, 10 years down the line, you know, having them at a level where they can compete at a high level and have an opportunity to maybe compete for the national tournament, the national championship at the end of a year. I would love to see them win one before they go off and graduate. So that's what we want to do with them as far as players, and then as far as off the court, like I said, we just want to see them grow into to confident individuals and just be respectable young people.
And Chase, what have you learned about yourself being the founder of Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
I guess for me, it's been a lot of trial and error, and also a lot of patience, you know, because sometimes you get caught up, you want to be at a certain place at a certain time, but then you kind of have to reel back in and say, you know, let me be patient and just kind of buy into where I'm at this present moment and give my full effort. So I've learned a lot of patience, not only as running the organization, but also just with the kids too, because, you know, with younger kids, it can get a little testy. So now if you want to test your patience, coach youth sports. So, yeah, that's my biggest thing, I think, is just patience and I guess learning how to get through to each kid and teach them in a way that they can understand and that they can kind of pick on up on what we're doing.
Who are some of the mentors that helped build you into this leadership role?
Yeah, so, I mean, I played for 3 years, so I would say my coach, Wheeler Brooks, he made an impact on me. He taught me, you know, the basics of how to play the game and how things work, and then that led to my development later on as a better player. I would say Ford Bertram at the University of Alabama, the head coach there. I used to go to Alabama camp, go to Lakeshore camp, and he would be there to coach and teach. And there's a few times he yelled at me, but, you know, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, so he kept me focused. So I looked to him as well. And then, of course, just as I grew as a player with wheelchair basketball, you really have to search for your resources. So there's a lot of different coaches and a lot of different resources from all around the world that I've learned from. And so there's people that I probably won't ever meet that have impacted me. But definitely those two individuals, I think, have had a big impact on my playing career and just how I am as a person.
Let's say that someone listening right now has a young person that they want to get involved. What is day one like for that young person coming into Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I know that when you come in, especially having a disability, you know, it can be a little daunting. It can be a little scary coming into a situation where you're not really sure what's going to happen. Are these kids going to be flying by me? But my message to anybody and anybody who has a young person and has a child that wants to play, my main advice would just be to just come and just try it. because that's what it took for me, is to just come and try it. And they can expect that, you know, we're going to work with them, and we're going to teach them, and we're not going to let anything happen to them, and I think they'll have a good time.
You alluded to it in the first segment as we talked about some of the young athletes that are part of the program. How about building that confidence? What have you seen in the kids that have continued through practice to watch their confidence grow?
Yeah, it's been great because, you know, when we first started, there was a few times where there was some tears that were shed at first, you know, because maybe they dropped the ball or couldn't catch it, and you've tried over and over again and you can't get it, you know, and I've seen the tears, but then now I've seen the smiles and I've seen the cheers from their teammates and everything when they're eventually able to accomplish that skill and do something that they never thought. And when they accomplish that one skill and they realize, I can do this, and then I accomplish another one, so I can do this, it really builds their confidence, you know, like we said, not only on the court, but also off the court as well.
When you think about adapted athletics and the importance, not just for athletes with disabilities, but for the wider community to understand and support, why do you think that's so important?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, obviously, for someone with able-bodied children, right, you have all these open resources, like you have, you know, your rec ball, travel ball, you have all these organizations that you can be a part of. And like I said, wheelchair basketball, you know, it's a little spread out. And so I know the closest to us is, of course, Lakeshore Foundation Birmingham. But, you know, it's kind of spread out all over the country. So there's not as many opportunities necessarily in certain places. So that's kind of how we want to build it with adaptive sports, is to just build it enough to where they have those same opportunities just like any other child.
Are there any misconceptions about adapted sports that you would like to clear up with people in their perception you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the number one thing is, like I alluded to earlier, is that they are athletes, right? And I always tell people with wheelchair basketball, you know, We get up in a chair, and instead of putting on sneakers, right, and lacing up your sneakers, we strap up in a chair, right? So basically, our chair is our sneaker, right? That's the way that we look at it. So it's an athletic piece of equipment. You get in that thing, and you're an athlete. You're a basketball player. And so I think that's the common misconception, is that it's a bunch of people getting pushed around and you know, everybody just clapping for you and whatever, but it's really not like that, right? We're here, we're a team, we practice. It's just basketball like any other sport. We just do it in a chair.
What if a parent that's listening right now or a caregiver listening says, I have absolutely nothing. I have no equipment to do this. They see the type of chairs that are on the court, and they feel that that is a restraint for them being able to compete.
Yeah, so a part of our organization and a part of our fundraising, like we said, you know, is getting equipment. And so for us, we have about 10, 15 program chairs. And so we have chairs for an individual that's never played before, so they can come in. We'll get them a chair that fits closest to them, because, of course, it's not fit to them, but we'll get the closest one, and then we'll throw them out there on the court, and they're ready to go. So we have all the equipment. So,
how can these families connect with you, Chase, if they're interested in finding out more about Rocket City Adapted Athletics?
Yeah, so, of course, obviously our website has all that information. So rocketcityadaptedathletics.org. You can also email us at rocketcityadapted@gmail.com. All our information is there on the website. So,
and let's go back one more time as we close out. The third annual Rocket City Adapted Athletics Golf Tournament fundraiser taking place on Monday, October the 13th. This will be at the Colonial Golf Course in Meridianville, Alabama. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I would just encourage everybody. It's going to be a great day of golf. Come out. We need more teams, as many teams as we can get. We'll be glad to have them. And, yeah, just enjoy a great day of golf and support these kids and help these kids accomplish their goals.
And for more information or to be a sponsor, you can send an email to rocketcityadapted@gmail.com or give Chase's mom a call, Jamie Woods, at 256-665-2869. I'll also share this flyer so they can scan the QR code if they would like to do that. But I encourage people to be a part of Rocket City Adapted Athletics, and it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, Chase.
Absolutely. I look forward to our next meeting.
Absolutely. Folks, I hope you've been encouraged by this show today and that you'll want to participate in this golf tournament coming up. And maybe that's not your thing. Maybe there's something else that you would like to do to be a part of Rocket City Adapted Athletics. I would encourage you to get in touch with Chase. Find out more information how you can be a part of this to support this effort. If you have a young person that you want to be a part of this effort, I encourage you to reach out to Chase and find out more information. Again, that's rocketcityadaptedathletics.org. It's been a great show today here on location in Huntsville, Alabama. As always, folks, I hope you're encouraged by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.